some tips on raising our kids with a biblical worldview when the society we live in today is so opposite from that.
Yeah.
Is that just having God constantly in your heart?
Yeah, I think, you know, raising our kids in an atmosphere of grace and truth. Jesus came full of grace and truth. And as we look out on the world, we need to approach what they're being exposed to and what's going on in the world and what's going on in the church with grace and truth. And I see we do have quantities of the grace and truth paradox over there, and that might be one to take. But that balance in parenting and that balance in life, I think, is just huge. And I think we have some people who are all about truth and there's no grace. And I think sometimes there's like, the world is so evil and this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong. And there's no sense of grace, like, but let's reach out to the world with the love of Christ, you know, and all this kind of stuff. On the other hand, there are people who are so fine with the world and comfortable with the world that they don't even realize what it's doing to their own home, the things that they're letting in and the television and the things they're letting in the door. I mean, would you send your kids, if some stranger, somebody you didn't know, came to the door and said, yeah, I'd like to spend some time with your kids. Okay, yeah, well, we'll just send them down to the basement. Kids going down with this guy and all this. Would you ever do that? Of course you wouldn't. Do you let them watch television by themselves? Flip the channels around? They are spending time with people who you don't know, who are saying things to them that you don't know. So understand that we're entrusted with a stewarding responsibility with our children.